teller?
Yes. Well, that's not quite accurate. I'll tell you. My connections here go back. I'm the fourth generation who have worshipped at Emmanuel.
That's amazing.
But I was not brought up here at all. I came here as an adult.
Oh, I see.
And I have, by the way, Dana, I am not a member of Emmanuel anymore. I am a member of St. Andrews. However, before I left, I turned over to the file. There's a history file there. I'm sure you know it.
I know about it. I haven't seen it yet.
Any photographs I had of the church in the old, before the present size, and any history that I knew, and I don't know very much.
I understand your father was a priest there.
He was for 2 years, 1908 to 1910.
What was his name?
George Keller.
And so you came and went as an adult. Who were? Tell me about the other three generations.
Well, my grandmother, I'll start at the other end. My mother was raised here in Rapid City.
And her name was?
Ruth Mansfield.
Ruth Mansfield.
You're putting this in your story, your articles? Or?
Well, let's put it this way. I forgot to tell you, I'm tape recording our conversation for the archives.
Uh-huh.
And then we will work from that and see what is appropriate to go into the book.
Oh, all right. Well, my mother was raised in Rapid City. And then my father came here as a priest in 1908 from Philadelphia. And they were married in 1910.
Here at
Emmanuel in 1910. And however, he left here then. They did not stay on. Then my mother's mother, Mary Robinson Mansfield, was a very active member, and in the days of the building of the church, I'm sure she had a great part in money raising for that. She had a sister or two who were also active, but I'm not sure which ones they were. And her mother was here briefly. Margaret Robinson was her name. She was a Scotch woman. She came here from Scotland.
She must have been here in the very earliest day of the church.
Yes. Yes, before there was a building.
Well, that is interesting. Keynote.
But, you see, I have no personal experience or not even any very interesting stories to tell.
So you, your father was gone from here, obviously, before you were born, so
yes.
You don't have personal knowledge of that area.
No, I was in, and, that's right. Came here in 1956.
Was the fact that your family had been here, did that have anything to do with your coming back?
Oh, yes. Mother and I owned a cabin here in the hills. She was retired by time. So we were living in Chicago, and we didn't like Chicago, and we certainly didn't want her retirement years to be there. So for that reason, we moved back here, or moved here.
Did you live in the cabin?
No, we lived in town. I ran into Leon Milne today, the beauty shop, and she also is working in some capacity on this history, Dana, and I made a suggestion to her, and she'll check it out. Mrs. Gormley is an old member, and she would be close to my mother's age, which would be in the 90s, and Mrs. Gormley is in a nursing home, but I don't know what condition of health she's in.
That's a good name to have. See what Mrs. Milne finds out.
Uh-huh. Yes, if she's able. If if I think of any other people, I'm sure you've talked with Chuck Bennett and Mrs. March.
Mrs. March, yes. Chuck Bennett. Chuck Bennett.
Oh, well, Chuck Bennett was born here in Rapid City, and his mother was a very strong churchwoman. And Chuck must be about 80-ish in years. And he certainly has good recollection, good memory, I'm sure.
Check him out. Yeah, I need these little hints of names being due here. I don't know all the old timers.
Well, the old timers' ranks are thinning out, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Yeah.
So we want to get that before it's too late.
Well, I wish you luck. Now, about three years ago, Les Koss said he was going to write a history, and I got a book out of the library. Well, it's that little orange-colored paper-covered book, History of Emmanuel, and I gave it to him, and I don't think he did a thing with it, and I never got the book back. And then Gail Opie was going to do something, and I don't think she ever did either. So
I do have a copy of the 50-year book.
Is that the kind of orange paper-colored? Well, I'm sure that's... Yeah, that's the only one. So those two I may have started, but they both are tend to procrastinate just a little teeny bit.
They're normal like everybody else.
so maybe nothing happened.
Check them out.
I'm sorry, I don't have a thing like grandmother's recollections, or she would be the one who was here in the early days. She died while I was quite a young rooster, so.
Yeah, it's important to get these early recollections. I was fortunate in having a good interview with Gail March.
Well, she
got that on tape.
Good.
Yep. Well, I thank you so much.
You're welcome for not a whole lot. My father ran as a side interest of his, had a camp for boys, probably it was scouts or scouts related, in the hills. And Guy March was one of his boys there in the camp.
After he was at Emmanuel, because the scouts didn't come to the U.S. until 1910.
Oh, is that right? Well, it was just not scout.
Just a boys' camp.
It was just a camp. And there was another clergyman or two who were also involved.
Very interesting.
Yeah, Gail might remember that, something of that story. My dad then, well, he went from here eventually to Minnesota, had a parish there, and he brought the scouts had the first troop in Minnesota, let's put it that way. So he was active, very active in scouting.
That was Mary Keller.